that's exactly what we want. We want people to get off of their electronics for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and come kind of reconnect with nature, reconnect with a family, and just come have some fun and relax.
Great day, everybody. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the Farmers Market Podcast, the show that talks to farmers, homesteaders, beekeepers, craft makers, and much more right here in the upstate of South Carolina. We keep it fresh. We keep it local. Here we talk about all things farmers market related. Now, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and my favorite new player on Captivate.fm. Become a supporter of SCAFarms.com. It's the home base for My Farm Online and the Farmers Market Podcast. Please share with all your friends on Facebook and other social channels, and let me know if there's a local farmer that you would like to hear on the show. Now, today's guest is literally right in my backyard, located off of Fairview Road, 181 Barefoot Acres Way in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Now, Barefoot Acres is a new adventure farm here in the upstate. Adventure, you might say? Well, it's merging the two passions of the owners, Troy and Jody. One has a passion for farming, and the other, zip line.
Right. And that's exactly kind of what we were hoping for. Hi, I'm Jody Prosser. My husband, Troy, and I, we are the owners of Barefoot Acres. We are an adventure farm here in Fountain Inn, providing a place for families of all ages, of all different adventure levels to come and kind of get back to nature. If you want to come take a ride on our zip line, we have the Dual and the 4-4 racing zip line. We have a tree-based ropes course. We have a picnic area. We invite you to pack a cooler, bring a lunch, bring some snacks and some water, and come and just hang out with us. Even if you're not doing any of the adventure side of it, I have a butterfly garden that you can walk through. I have 200 lavender plants that you can take a walk through as well. But we'd love to kind of bring families back to nature and everybody just kind of get back here to reconnect. Where, you know, Troy is from more of a zip line background. I'm not. I'm more just from residential gardening and, you know, kind of residential farming. When we bought this property a year ago, we were tossing around ideas of what to do with it. Do we want to just kind of sit on it for a little while? Do we want to eventually build out here? What do we want to do? And then last fall, end of summer last year, it was kind of like, there's no like little farms close to us where I can kind of go and get pumpkins and take the kids and just kind of hang out for a little bit. So that's where the idea really started to spiral. And it was, okay, I want to do a farm. And Troy said, well, I want zip lines. And I said, well, I want a farm. He said, I want zip lines. And well, how can we compromise here? Right. So it really just came down to why can't we put the two together? And seeing, now we're a blended family of 7 kids. So it's kind of like we have ages from my youngest are almost 12-year-old twins all the way up to 30. So, you know, it's like, what can we do? We have different adventure levels. We have different ages. What can we do? And we wanted to have a spot and be able to provide a place for families to come out of all ages, of all adventure levels, and just come and hang out with us. And that's where kind of the adventure farm came into play. And it was, we can do zip lines. We have this awesome space that we turned into our tree-based ropes course. And then we have the whole farm side of it where I have a flower garden with 200 lavender plants, 23 different varieties of roses, a butterfly garden. And then I have a little section of that is still being planted. I'm still working on it because quite honestly, with gardening and with flowers, it never ends. I'm always looking for more. But I want to have a spot where basically it's a U-pick garden. You can come through and kind of cut the lavender, cut the flowers. Obviously, things aren't ready this year because everything was just planted. But by next year, I'm hoping things will be more mature and ready to just kind of be in full bloom and to be cuttable. So people can come in, and if your family is doing the dual and the 44 racing zip lines and you don't want to do it, you can either sit in my butterfly garden and watch, or you can sit in our picnic area and watch. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because the more Troy and I, before we really, when we were planning this out, I was seeing families with, you know, grandparents and their grandchildren who were about 12, 13, 14 years old. And I'm like, oh, you are the perfect candidate to come to our farm. And, you know, there was one day, I tell everybody this story. It really hit me hard. I took my two youngest out to dinner. We were just at Chick-fil-A. This was a couple months ago, and there was another family sitting at the table behind us, mom, dad, two kids, and every single one of them was on an electronic of some sort, tablet, phone, or something. And I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm guilty of it myself, but seeing that, I mean, we have a rule, there's no electronics at dinner. And so seeing that, it was like, that's exactly what we want. We want people to get off of their electronics for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours of their day, and come kind of reconnect with nature, reconnect with the family, and just come have some fun and relax, because everybody's a bit stressed nowadays. Right. Yeah. Right. So our total property is just under 52 acres. We are utilizing maybe a third of it right now. So we are in Fountain Inn. We're right off of Fairview Road on Barefoot Acres Way. We're like just over a mile into the Lawrence County line. A couple hundred feet, and we're on the right-hand side. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we've owned the property for just over a year. We have been open for going on 3 weeks now. Mhm. Yep. Mhm. Yeah. So the racing zip lines, the dual and the 44, those are, like, we call that our main attraction because that is front and center. It's on our what we would call like our front lawn. You can see it from the road. So as you're driving by, that is our attention getter. And that's what brings a lot of people in. People will drive up and be like, what is going on here? What is that? You know? So the racing zip lines are about 800 feet long. So that's all we're using for that front piece. The ropes course in the back is, it's about somewhere maybe around a quarter of a mile, maybe just under, because we have a nature trail that you can walk. So if you walk down it, you can walk alongside the ropes course and you can watch your family or your friends or just people going through the ropes course and you can see them. So we in all honesty have not used much of our, it maybe a third of the property, and that's for the ropes course, because that is stretched out. It's like a linear course. It's one course. We have it divided into three difficulty levels. Again, just trying to accommodate families of varying ages and adventure levels. Troy is actually originally from Florida. He was born and raised in Florida for much of his childhood, and then around maybe 9, I forget exactly, he moved to Connecticut, and that's where we actually met. And we went to school together. Show my age, but we went to high school together 30 years ago. And then after high school, you know, I stayed in Connecticut. He came to South Carolina. He went to Georgia, and then he was actually over in the Kansas City area. And then Troy and I actually reconnected a few years ago. And it was a conversation of, I don't know how we're going to make this work. And Troy said, I'm moving to South Carolina. And I said, well, I'm moving to South Carolina. And it was like, no way. And his son actually lives down here. His mom and dad retired down to South Carolina. I have family down here as well. So when my daughter graduated high school, I was moving down here. So it's just weird how things happen and how things were ultimately meant to be. So we originally wanted to open back in April. That was our target date. And then we got shut down because we fell into the shared equipment recreation facility. So we were completely shut down. But that was just from, that's just from the adventure side. But the farm side, I was still working. I was coming out here every day. I was getting, you know, the flowers in the ground. I was getting the sunflower plot ready to go, and it didn't stop me. And at first it was frustrating and it was kind of scary. Like, oh my gosh, what does that mean for us? But I said, you know what, let's take this opportunity and let's get the garden completely. Well, let's just say 90% done, because it's never going to be completely done. I'm always planting. But I said, let's just focus all of our energy on the garden, and then let's focus on getting, you know, just kind of from the adventure side, we ordered some extra gear just so that we can be extra safe. And we have plenty of gear that goes into rotation, so we don't have to worry about reusing gear, if that makes sense. We can set gear out, use it. When the guest is done, we clean it. We set it outside for Mother Nature to do her thing in cleaning it. But we have more gear for other guests that come in. So it at first was shocking and we were a little scared. I'm like, what's going to happen? But then we said, wait a second. I've come to realize that everything happens for a reason. So I took advantage of our shutdown to focus on the garden and get that ready to go. We could still have, I had a couple of my guides come in and help me in the garden because they were like, can we please come help you? I want to get out of my house. And I said, sure, we're outside. What better place to be than out in the sun, planting in dirt, getting dirty, come help me. So it's been great. It's the only interruption really was just opening up from the adventure side, but from the farm side, we haven't stopped working. Yeah. 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 Troy does have a full-time job outside of Barefoot Acres. And outside of Barefoot Acres, my full-time job is my family. So I'm fortunate that I'm able to, you know, my young ones that are still at home, they come with me and they come hang out here with me and they get to be outside and running around and having some fun. My daughter's now home from college, so she's working here for the summer. And, but this is my full-time job. Yeah. Yes. Well, we would like for that to happen. That is kind of our long-term goal. So that is on our mind, but for right now, it's just more of a, you know, I'm here and kind of running stuff and getting stuff going. And then he's here when he's able, to kind of help out and be involved with the guides as well. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. We have around 20, maybe a little bit more now of our guides. We trained our first round of guides about a month ago. Our builders actually ran the training for us. And then we're lucky enough that we have some experienced, or what we call our senior guides. They came to us with experience already in this industry. So we are utilizing them to help with the new trainings that are coming in. So we had to find a certified builder. ACCT is the group that oversees our industry. We were lucky enough to find a builder here in South Carolina. So we reached out to them, said, hey, you know, this is what we're thinking. They came out last June. We kind of had a feasibility study done on the property. We got their opinion on what do you guys think about this? And they said, it's awesome. We can totally do this. There's two different ways that you can do it with the ropes course. You can use what we opted with was a continuous belay system where you have it's kind of hard to describe, but it's called a Zaza. It's a, like a C shaped clip. And it has an opening just large enough that it slips onto a kidney bean shaped metal plate. It slides up and around. And now you're on we have a half inch cable that runs through our zip lines and our ropes course. And once you're on, you cannot get off until you physically exit the course, and then you get to another exit point with another kidney-shaped metal plate, and you slide your Zaza off of that. So we took away really the risk of human error. And because I've been to a ropes course where you have two different clips. So you clip on, and then when you're going to transfer over an element, you clip off, clip on, clip off, clip on. But I mean, let's be honest, people can kind of rush, or when they're up there and they're nervous, we took away that. There's really no human error. You're on. And then in the sections where you go through the zip lines, we have our guides stationed. So you never go out into the zip corridor or into our gully course, which is the most challenging section of the course, alone. You always go with two guides, and they help with the transition point of the zip lines. So we have our trolleys that the guides have. They connect them to your harness, and you're going to just go ahead and zip through. And if you're going on to the gully, then again, you're still on. You've never been able to come off. Now, in an emergency situation, all of our guides are trained, and they can certainly get you off if needed. They have a special key that will open up that Zaza clip, but we hope to never use those keys. That is there for emergencies only. Yeah. I had like a year and a half ago. So maybe like last. So Troy and I were thinking about it pretty much since we bought the property. And then maybe last June, we had our first meeting with our builders, and they came out and they were like, you know, we could do this here, we could do this here. Now, since that meeting, I mean, we've changed the plans about three or four times, and the course has changed plan and direction a couple times. So the good thing with our builder is that they were very accommodating and, like, just super excited to be like, no, let's go over here instead. Let's do this and this. And so it made the whole process that much easier. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. So. Yep. Yeah, we'll have a produce stand outside, so that way we get the garden up and going. We planted a garden a couple months ago. We put some seed in the ground, and it was right before we had that rain. Remember that week of heavy, heavy rain that we had? So a lot of my seed got washed out. So to curb that for next year, I'm actually investing in a greenhouse. So in the fall, that will be going in, and that will help me for starting all my growing. And it'll open up just a whole nother avenue for microgreens or starting, you know, other species of flowers. I want to just kind of want to dabble in a little bit of everything. So we're hoping, one of the other, I'm going to say, blessings in being shut down and the world kind of being at a standstill with all this COVID-19 craziness that's going on. One of the blessings that's come out of it is it has brought me, and I know that it really opened up Troy's eyes into self-sustaining farming. And we want to be able to bring that back. I want to be able to provide fruits and vegetables, not only to my family, but I'm hoping that my garden will take off enough next year that I can actually, I'd like to have a stand outside where I can give back to the community. If you need it, you can take it. And if you don't need it, but you still want to help out, you can leave a donation and all that will go right back into my garden. But I want to be able to kind of bring that back. I want to bring classes out to the farm and have canning classes out and maybe just not full-blown homesteading, but let's bring back a lot of what our grandparents used to do and how they used to provide for their families. Because when all this COVID, when everything kind of hit and it was like, do we want to go to the grocery store? You know, do you want to even leave your house? Or there's no food at the grocery store. It's like, wait a second, let's all provide for ourselves. Let's bring it way back. Let's start relying on ourselves. And let's know that when you're growing your vegetables and it literally is farm to table, the nutrients are off the charts, way higher than when you're getting them from a farm where it's now been shipped and everything for a couple weeks. So it's really opened up my eyes and I'm really looking forward to bringing a lot of that back here. I want the community to kind of, if that's what they want to do, to be able to come out and say, okay, let's take a canning class. Let's learn how to grow our food and then can it so that we don't have to worry about the grocery store. We don't have to rely on, you know, oh my gosh, there's a run. Everything is out at the grocery store. Like when COVID first came out, I mean, it was scary. It's like, wait, where's all the food? I don't understand this. So I want to be able to rely on ourselves and not the grocery store. I think the best lesson that we have learned so far is no matter how much planning you do, you're going to have to have a plan B. And the best way to just kind of go about any problem is to take a step back and think things through. So our slogan here at Barefoot Acres is think outside, no box required. So sometimes your plan B might be something that you never even thought of, but it's a great way to open up your eyes and kind of get you thinking of something outside of the box.
I want to thank Jody for sharing her business, Barefoot Acres, with us today. Hey, be sure to check them out online and share this episode with everybody you know. Your support as a listener is key. And most importantly, support your local farms and farmers. Until the next time, my name is Stefan. And you've been listening to the Farmers Market Podcast. We keep it fresh. We keep it local.
For this week's episode, add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.